This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An unprecedented wartime deal that allows grain to flow from Ukraine to countries in Africa, the Middle East, and Asia has been extended. As VOA's Edward Uranian explains, it's a deal brokered in large part during discussions between Turkish and Egyptian ambassadors.
One of the key points that Cavusoglu stressed to journalists in Cairo was the dangerous ramifications of the Russia-Ukraine conflict and the need to avoid a more serious, potentially nuclear conflict. He went on to say that Ankara's push to gain Russia's agreement on renewing a Black Sea grain deal that allows Ukraine to export grain to various Middle Eastern and Third World countries, including Egypt. He says that while Ankara is hosting talks over the situation at Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, it also is making an intense effort with Russia to permit the extension of the Black Sea grain sale agreement. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
A strong earthquake has struck Ecuador's second largest city, with deaths reported as panicked residents ran into the streets. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
U.S. Geological Survey reported the quake as being 6.7 on the Richter scale in the country's coastal Guayas region. The epicenter was about 50 miles south of the heavily populated city of Guayaquil, which holds over 3 million people. Ecuador's president tweeted a message to all citizens to remain calm. Cracked buildings and collapsed walls have already been reported in Guayaquil. The earthquake was also felt in northern Peru. I'm Karen Chamas.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Japan says North Korea has launched a suspected missile toward the sea. The Coast Guard said it confirmed what appeared to be a North Korean missile fired Sunday morning. Further launch details were not immediately known. South Korea's news agency cited the South military as saying that North Korea had fired a ballistic missile toward its eastern waters. More strikes Saturday across France, VOA's Laurel Bowman explains.
Refinery strikes persisted on Saturday in France, and more demonstrations were taking place throughout the country amid anger at the government pushing through a rise in the state pension age without a parliamentary vote. The growing unrest has left President Emmanuel Macron with the gravest challenge to his authority since the so-called Yellow Vests protest of December 2018. Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Britain's interior minister arrived in Rwanda Saturday for a visit aimed at reinforcing the UK's government commitment to a controversial plan to deport some asylum seekers to the African country. Ahead of her visit, Home Secretary Suella Braverman said the migration policy will act as a powerful deterrent against dangerous and illegal journeys. Britain's Conservative government wants to stop migrants from reaching the UK on risky journeys across the English Channel. And a deportation agreement signed with Rwanda last year was part of the measures intended to deter the arrivals. More than 45,000 people arrived in Britain by boat in 2022, compared with 8,500 in 2020. LGBTQ parents are fighting to keep their parental rights in Italy. VOA's Marissa Melton tells us what's happening.
Italians protested in Milan on Saturday after Italy's right-wing government told Milan's city council to stop registering the children of same-sex parents. The issue reignited a debate around Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni's conservative agenda. Italy legalized same-sex civil unions in 2016, overriding opposition from Catholic and conservative groups, yet it fell short of giving them adoption rights, fearing that it would encourage surrogate pregnancies. Surrogate pregnancies remain illegal in Italy. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump says in a social media post that he expects to be arrested Tuesday, and he's calling on supporters to protest. A New York grand jury is investigating hush money payments to women who allege sexual encounters with the former president, but there's no evidence that prosecutors have made any formal outreach to him. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.